Welcome, everybody, to this brief lesson on adoption. In Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame in front of his face," or before him, "in love, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace." Let us follow the Apostle Paul's thoughts here. In verse 3, we have unique blessings in a unique place. In verse 4, it says we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be in a special condition in that unique place. And in verse 5, we have this unique place featured again in the word adoption. God had predestined us to the adoption by Jesus Christ to himself. And all of these things were according to his good pleasure of his will and to the praise of the glory of his grace. I want to focus on verse 5 in this lesson. In most versions of the Bible, it says, "predestined us to the adoption of children." And many readers and students of the word will think that God predetermined who was going to be his child. In other words, God decided who would believe and who would not believe. This is not a correct interpretation of this passage. The first problem we need to address is that verse 5 does not say that we were adopted as children. In the English Majority Text version, it says, "having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself." And there's a big difference between a child and a son. We therefore cannot say that God predetermined who would believe into Jesus and who would not. This has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that God, knowing that we were in Christ, made these choices and predestined us to be sons. And a son is an heir. Our problem, of course, is made worse by the fact that when we think of adoption, we think of going out into the wide world and taking some poor little child and making it a member of our family. That is not precisely what adoption was in biblical times. An adoption in the time of Paul and before was a will-making process where the head of the family didn't determine so much as to who would be his child, but who would be his heir. In other words, to be adopted as a son meant to be appointed as the heir of all that the father possessed. So, in Ephesians 1 verse 5, way back before the foundation of the world, God, knowing that we believed into the Lord Jesus, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. He chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in front of his face. And he predestined us to be heirs, or to be adopted as sons in that place. Now, you know that Israel is God's adopted son, God's heirs on the earth. You'll read about that in Romans chapter 9. But here in Ephesians, written after Israel were put aside at Acts 28, Paul reveals another new adoption where we have been placed as the heirs in the heavenly places, in front of God's face, and all because of the good pleasure of God's will and to the praise of the glory of his grace. To conclude this little lesson, let's have a look at verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 1. and verse 11. Verse 5, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself in the heavenly places. I added that last bit, but that's the context. Now listen to verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined. Do you see predestined in verse 5 and verse 11? In verse 5 it says adoption as sons, and I'm going to change it. The adoption as heirs in verse 5, and in verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Can you hear the connection? Ah, what joy it is to know that in verse 5 it was according to the good pleasure of his will, and in verse 11 it's to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. You see, friends, we have a right to give an inheritance to our children. And that's what God has done here. In this present dispensation, he has marked us off to be his sons or heirs. It doesn't mean that the lady believers have no hope at all. It means they are heirs. That's what sons means. In the heavenly places. What a glorious inheritance is that. You and I have been marked off as heirs in the heavenly places. Praise God, what a wonderful, wonderful inheritance by our Heavenly Father, who does things according to the good pleasure of his will.